The concept of udhiyya, qurbani, existed in the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. I'm sure you may have heard of the story of the two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Habil radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Qabil. Nabi Adam alayhi salam intended to marry off his daughter Aqlima to Sayyiduna Habil radiyallahu anhu. But her brother, meaning the one that she was born with, Qabil, he insisted that no, I want to marry Aqlima. So he disobeyed his father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He rebelled against his decision because he was listening to his desires and not to the order of his great father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salam tried to make his mind that this is your sister, you cannot marry her. But he was stubborn and he was adamant. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam tells both of his sons, offer a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever's sacrifice is accepted, they will marry Aqlima. Qabil brought some wheat spikes as his sacrifice. And Habil radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed a goat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just then, a fire descended from the skies and engulfed the sacrifice of Habil radiyallahu anhu, because that was the sign of acceptance in those days. Qabil, he sees this and he becomes more stubborn. He gets jealous that why has my brother's sacrifice been accepted but not mine? Habil radiallahu anhu goes to his brother and says, my dear brother, Allah only accepts the sacrifice of those who are pious, those who are sincere. Qabil intended to then murder his brother. This was the first murder of a human being on the face of this earth. And he rejoiced thereafter with shaitan, singing and dancing upon this heinous crime. Qabil's sacrifice was not accepted because it was not done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was done for his own carnal desires and pleasure, for his own opinions. So those out there who are disrespecting and rebelling against their parents, they are following in the footsteps of Qabil. He was the first one to rebel against the decision of his father. And thereafter, he rebelled against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah azza wa jal accept the sacrifice of my brother? Be careful of this. Don't be influenced by people or groups out there. Don't be influenced by your own desires, your own ego. Rather, submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the commands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.